we are opening up more to the outside world, talking about joining the East African community with members like Kenya, who have international airports. That means easier access for Rwandans and Rwandan products and Rwandan businesses to the outside world, and vice versa.
On the streets of Kigali, how excited are businessmen about Rwanda joining the bloc?
I'm not a businessman myself, but if I'm to put myself in the shoes of the business community, they must be quite excited because some of these goods coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, but the only challenge that I see that the business community might face, especially the manufacturers, issue of competition, because now that we've gone East Africa, we're going to have goods coming in from the region freely. With the cost of energy and the cost of manufacturing in Rwanda still a little bit high, I guess there might be a little bit of a challenge there.
Now, Guterres, to bring you into the conversation, Burundi has just come out of a civil war. What does it look to achieve in joining the East African Community Bloc?
For Burundi, actually, it is a great achievement in the sense that, number one, Burundi will be able to trade with its neighboring countries. Joining the East African Community Trading Bloc will also increase the quality and the quantity of the products that come into Burundi.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is, as you're quite well aware, Burundians will also be able to export their skills. Burundians are francophone in a community that is largely Anglo-Saxon.
Okay.
So for us, it is indeed a great achievement. And as you know, Burundi's market is very small. And to attract investors, you can only be competitive when your market is large. Mm-hmm. So we will benefit, for example, from investment from large institutions into the East African community,
okay,
which otherwise would not have been able to invest in Burundi.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is going to be in terms of dealing with security in the region, which is extremely important. Now, the East African community will be able to develop some strategies to tackle what we call negative forces in the region, and stabilize the East African countries.
Now, is there no fear that some of the products that are coming from the more economically developed countries, like, say, Kenya, will offset the products from, say, Burundi?
Absolutely. There are certain fears. Number one, Burundi has to adjust to a lot of things, because remember, Burundi has just emerged from a civil conflict, which means that the people of Burundi don't have any purchasing power. They don't have liquidity, so it's even very difficult for them to compete at this stage.
Mm.
So most likely that we're going to be inundated with products coming from other countries. But I think that as the president of Burundi mentioned during his speech in Kampala, he asked the countries of the East African community to be patient with Burundi, and also to understand that we are going to have to put some measures in place to be able to protect our not only our products, but also to protect our traders who are going to be going abroad, competing with people who have much more resources.